All right, now it is time for our final thought. It's a new segment that we've recently added where we want to get your take. I want to hear from you. What are you thinking about different topics? Last week's final thought had to do with a new airport security regulation. Last week, I asked you the question, are you willing to give up some of your freedom to privacy in order to gain extra security on an airplane? Many of you wrote in. I would say 100% of you were against the TSA's in their attempts to violate what you perceived to be your privacy. Greg, for example, wrote in, and here is what Greg had to say. He said, Ben Franklin said it best, those who would sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither. There are reasonable ways to secure an airplane and its passengers. Invasive pat-downs are another step towards the eventual erosion of our individual liberties and a foretelling of the eventual overt police state in the United States. Judy from Washington had this to say. She wrote in and said, no, I am not willing to give up more freedom to privacy for added security on a plane. I do not believe what they are doing is adding any security on our airlines. The TSA screenings are simply an attempt by our government to look like they are serious about taking care of a problem that they are in fact not serious about at all. This is about control of American people, not terrorists. This is about making sure that an American isn't getting out of the country with a gold coin in his pocket. Sharon from Broken Arrow also said, no, I am not willing to give up any more of my rights to privacy for the TSA. I have not flown since they expanded past the metal detector phase. I am aware that this is not an easy issue for some people, but I choose to no longer be a consumer of the airlines. If I can't drive it, I won't go. So I got to tell you, we had so many responses, I can't get to all of them, but I want to just share with you just kind of an idea or a glimpse of what we were receiving. So I found it to be very interesting. This week, I want to get your thoughts on government regulation of the internet. This week, the Federal Communications Commission, also known as the FCC, stated its intention to begin policing and regulating the World Wide Web. So my question to you is this. Do you think the federal government's attempts to protect the internet would be a good thing or a bad thing? I want to know what you think. Let me know by sending your comments directly to me at jerry@ftmdaily.com, or you can call in to our 800 number at 800-609-5530 and leave a voice message on our queue line and tell us your thoughts. Be sure to include your name and town on all correspondence.